Welcome to this demonstration of the Wayfinder Access software program. My name is Earl Harrison from HandyTech North America. 651-636-5184 is the telephone number to reach us. You can also find our information on the web at www.handytech.us. And of course, always feel free to drop us a line at info@handytech.us. I've just gone ahead and started up my phone, my Nokia phone. I've already paired it actually with my Bluetooth receiver. In my case, I'm using the Royaltek RBT2001. And the thing I like about this particular receiver is that it has a switch on it that allows you to feel when the device is powered on or off. So we heard my phone just came up here. I just did a fresh start because I wanted to demonstrate what the experience is as soon as you get into the application, that is the Wayfinder Access program. So I'm going to go ahead and press the menu key.
Menu window, messaging, 1 of 14, button one options, button
it's
two,
the Nokia 6680. I know that if I up arrow, it's going to wrap to the end of this menu.
Wayfinder Access, 14 of 14.
Where my Wayfinder application lives here. So I'll go ahead and activate it.
Wayfinder Access, window 10 of 17.
And it's launching the application. If I down arrow,
processing.
I hear processing. It takes a little bit of time for it to come up here. Let me down arrow again.
Reject, accept.
Okay, so what this is basically a disclaimer from Wayfinder, making it clear that if you get run over by a car or... No, it doesn't say that. Why don't we just go ahead and right arrow and see what it does say.
Reject. Accept. Safety information. The information provided through the services to be seen as recommendations and should not be viewed by the customer as instructions. If a recommendation applied through the service deviate from local traffic regulations or other local conditions, the customer must always abide by and take into consideration. Please reject.
Okay, so...
Reject. Accept.
I'm going to say I accept the agreement here. I'll press enter on here.
Processing. Accept. Menu 1 of 17. Map 1 of 4. Button 1. Options. Button 2. Exit.
Now, I've only been using Wayfinder Access for a couple of days, and already I feel like it's a pretty intuitive interface. This is a multi-pager, so if I were to right arrow across here...
Info 13 of 17. Current position. Loading. Comma 1 of 5. Button 1. Options. Button 2. Back.
I go from page to page.
Vicinity all 14 of 17. Open parenthesis. No data. Close parenthesis.
Okay. I hear vicinity all information such as street crossings, points of interest, that kind of thing. I would just leave it here and this information would be updated for me to check as I go. And the same goes for...
Vicinity crossing, 15 of 17. Open parenthesis, no data, close parenthesis.
Vicinity crossing, right arrow again. Again, that's going to give you all the street crossings.
Vicinity Favorite, right, 16 of 17. Open parenthesis, no data, close parenthesis. Vicinity point, 17 of 17. 0.4 me, 122 degrees. Christian Science Church, 1 of 15.
And I hear that I've got,
0.4 me, 280 degrees. Soup Cafe, 2 of 15.
Some points of interest here. So I'm going to go ahead and left arrow all the way back to that first page, which is called map.
Info, menu, map, 1 of 4.
Okay, so I've got map.
Find, 2 of 4.
Find.
Favorites, 3 of 4.
Favorites.
Services, 4 of 4.
Services.
Map, 1 of 4.
I'm going to go ahead and press button 1 here.
Open, 1 of 11. Button 1, select. Button 2, cancel.
And down arrow through the choices in this menu.
Mobile shop, 2 of 11. Share Wayfinder, 3 of 11. Route, 4 of 11, submenu. Extras, 5 of 11, submenu. Disconnect from GPS, 6 of 11.
I've got it set up so every time I get into Wayfinder and my GPS receiver is turned on, it's just going to connect automatically.
Settings, 7 of 11.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into settings here and take a look at some of the options that exist within settings.
Phone, 1 of 4, volume, 1 of 7, button 1, options, button 2, back.
Down arrow.
Voice prompts, normal, 2 of 7.
Voice prompts.
Backlight, only on route, 3 of 7.
Backlight only on routes.
GPS, Blux 22C, 4 of 7.
That's the type of GPS receiver that I have.
Language, U.S. English, 5 of 7. Internet access point, T-minus mobile internet, 6 of 7. Keep GPRS alive, on, 7 of 7.
In my case, I like to have GPRS on all the time.
Volume, 1 of 7.
And we're back to volume. This, once again, is a multi-pager, so I'm going to right arrow.
Route, 2 of 4, transport mode, passenger car, 1 of 9.
And I hear route, transport mode, is passenger car. My other choices would be pedestrian or taxi.
Distance units, miles, feet, 2 of 9.
Okay, so I've got this set for miles and feet versus kilometers and meters, that kind of thing.
Optimize route for traffic info, 3 of 9.
Optimize route for traffic info.
Toll roads, allow 4 of 9.
Allow for toll roads.
Highways, allow 5 of 9.
Allow for highways.
Navigation mode, guide view, 6 of 9. COM 3 of 4, save SMS destination, ask 1 of 5.
I've got another page here.
Map, 4 of 4, size of map cache, 1 of 7.
Okay, so you see that we have a lot of settings that we can play with to really customize to meet our specific needs. So I'm going to press button 2 to get out here.
Menu, 1 of 17, map, 1 of 4, button 1, options, button 2, exit.
And let's just go ahead and try to find a destination. I've got a Nokia 6680, as I mentioned before. So it's just got a standard telephone keypad, so things are a little bit slower inputting that way, but let's see if we can make it work here. I'm going to down arrow.
Find, 2 of 4.
To find, and I'll press down on my joystick here.
Address or company, alpha mode, auto case, button 1, options, button 2, back.
And let's say that I want to go to Guitar Center. I do happen to know that there is a Guitar Center not too far from my house, about 5 miles or so. So where's the G? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah, you see what we're in for here, huh? So there's G, G,
G.
U,
U.
I, T,
T.
A,
A,
R. So I've typed in Guitar Center. I'm going to down arrow.
Guitar Center. House number. Number mode.
I don't know the house number, so I'm going to leave that empty.
City or zip code. Alpha mode. Auto case. From GPS.
And it's in Roseville, which I happen to know is 55113, so I'm going to type that in here.
5-5-1-1-1-1-3-8-3.
Okay, down arrow.
Country slash state from GPS. From GPS.
Okay, that's what I'm going to choose is country state from GPS. I'm going to press straight down on my joystick here to select this.
Searching from GPS. Result 5 of 17. Guitar Center 4.3 meet Ramsey, Roseville, 1641 County Road B2 West, Ramsey 1 of 1.
So I hear that I do have one option. It happens to be the Guitar Center. At this point, if I press button 1.
Navigate to 1 of 7. Button 1, select. Button 2, cancel.
I have the option of navigating to the Guitar Center.
Show information, 2 of 7.
I can get detailed information, such as the telephone number, address, etc.
Add to favorites, 3 of 7.
Add to favorites.
Show on map, 4 of 7.
Show it on the map.
Set as start. 5 of 7.
Set it as a start.
Set as destination, 6 of 7.
Set as destination.
Help, 7 of 7.
Okay.
Navigate to, 1 of 7. Calculating your route. Guitar Center, 4.3 meet Ramsey, Roseville, 1641 County Road B2. Guide, 3 of 17. Next street, 0 FT, current street.
I've got it set, and if I were to hop in the car right now, I would get this very friendly female voice actually telling me when to turn, and I could always check my speed, my cross streets, things like that as I'm going. So for the purposes of this demo, I don't think we're going to Guitar Center. I think we'll just take a little cruise in the car. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at a motor vehicle route. I'm in the Wayfinder application now, and again, we've got multiple page tabs that I can scroll through by going left and right.
Vicinity
Panel, right?
16 of 17. Open parenthesis, no data, close parenthesis.
We hear that we have no favorites set up here.
Visibility point 17 of 17, 0.4 meters, 282 degrees, soaked cafe, 1 of 15.
Okay, so I've got several points of interest. Now, this is still set up for a pedestrian route, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to left arrow all the way back over to maps.
Visibility crossing, visibility L 14 of 17, info 13 of 17. Menu, 1 of 17, map, 1 of 4, button 1, options,
and I'm going to press button 1 for options.
Open, 1 of 11.
So always following
one,
the select, prompts here.
Button 2, cancel.
And let's go down to settings.
Open top, 2, stairway vendor, route, 4 of extras, 5 of 11. Disconnect from GPS, settings, 7 of 11. Phone, 1 of 4, volume, 1 of 7, button 1, options, button 2, back.
So I'm in the settings dialog, and I'm going to right arrow one time.
Route, 2 of 4, transport mode.
And the first thing I've heard is transport mode, 1 of 9. And Kate Bell from our office just joined us in the car here. I'm going to go ahead and press enter on transport mode.
Pedestrian, 2 of 3, marked.
And we've got
okay, button 2, cancel.
Three options here. We hear the first one is marked as pedestrian. If I down arrow,
taxi, 3 of 3.
Taxi. So if you're in a strange city and you want to be assured of taking the shortest route to a destination, this is what you would select.
Passenger car, 1 of 3.
So I'll press enter on passenger car.
Route, 2 of 4, transport mode. Passenger car, 1 of 9, but 1 options.
Okay.
But 2 back.
And let me see what else we've got. Down arrow here.
Distance units, miles, feet, 2 of 9.
We've got the distance units set for miles and feet.
Optimize route for traffic info, 3 of 9.
Optimize route for traffic info.
Allow 4 of 9.
Allow for toll roads.
Highways. Allow 5 of 9.
Highways.
Navigation mode. Guide view 6 of 9.
And we want to use the guide view, so we want to be guided as we're going here. So I'll press button 2 to exit.
Menu 1 of 17. Map 1 of 4. Button 1 options.
Let's just take a typical scenario where we want to find, let's say a restaurant or something like that. I'm going to go over to my points of interest, right arrow all the way over to that page tab.
Vicinity, 14 of 7. Vicinity crossing, 15 of 7. Vicinity power, right, 16 of 17. Vicinity point, 17 of 17. 0.4 meters, 282 degrees. Soup cafe, 1 of 15.
I hear that there's a place that used to be called Soup Cafe that I know is no longer there. They update the maps and the information, the new information gets added, but somehow they never go back and take away the old stuff.
0.4 meters, 286 degrees. Brew house, 2 of 15.
The brew house is where we're going to go on our pedestrian route.
0.4 meters, 236 degrees. Chutney bar and percent restaurant, 3
okay.
of 15.
There's a chutney bar. That's just
0.4 meters, 237 degrees. South China Island Inn, 4 of 15. 0.4 meters, 190 degrees. Christian Science Church, 5 of 15.
There's a church.
0.4 meters, 239 degrees. Champs Americana, 6 of 15.
Okay, let's just go ahead and
0.4 meters, 240 degrees. No Brighton BP, 7 of 15.
Well, head over to the let's just pick the New Brighton BP, so the gas station. I'm going to press button 1.
Navigate to 1 of 3. Button 1, select. Button 2, cancel.
And I'm going to select that, yes, I want to navigate to the BP, the gas station.
Calculating your route. 0.4 meters, 240 degrees. No Brighton BP, 7 of 15. Button 1, options. Button 2, back.
Okay.
Turn right here.
Okay, so we're actually in a driveway facing my garage. It's saying to turn right. It's the right direction, but it's one of those situations where you can't get there unless you back out of the driveway. So we'll go ahead and back out of the driveway here. That's about right.
Turn right here.
Okay, so we're turning right.
In half a mile, turn right.
Now, this has got to be wrong because there's really no way to turn right in a half a mile situation. So we're going to see what it does when we go and follow the road around the only way that you can go, and that's going to be to the left, actually. So this is obviously an error in the map data. not a perfect science yet. Now I've got it set to automatically reroute if we go off course.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right.
Okay, so now it's back on track again, and that is correct. We do need to turn right in the quarter of a mile. Not quite. Probably looking at a margin of error of about 30 feet. Says turn right here, even though we're already here. The building's off to our right, and it says we have reached our destination. So that's a quick example of how to set up a motorized route. So as a blind person, you can actually become a backseat navigator. Okay, I'm standing outside of my house here in lovely New Brighton, Minnesota. A very hot and humid day. We've got my GPS receiver in my shirt pocket, and I'm just kind of hanging on to the cell phone, which in this case is a Nokia 6680. I'm going to go ahead and get into the menu system here. Up arrow to Wayfinder. Here I am in the map page, and I'm going to press the button 1. Down arrow 2.
Connect to GPS.
And I'm going to right arrow over to my points of interest here. I've got this set up now so that it's in pedestrian mode and it's reporting in terms of feet and miles here. I'm going to go over to my points of interest. And I hear that there's a place called Soup Cafe, which is the first point of interest. It's just under 4/10 of a mile here. I happen to know that that is no longer there. So I know that they've added map data, but there's some map data that also needs to be taken away because some of these businesses don't exist any longer. I hear that 286 degrees, there's a place called Brew House, which I happen to know is still in existence. So I'm going to press button 1. The first choice I have is navigate, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to press button 1 to select navigate. Okay, and we've calculated the route,
and
okay, so it says, okay, so I'm supposed to walk and then turn left at 14th Avenue, so let's go ahead and start walking here, buddy. Got my guide dog Patrick with me. I'm walking down the driveway. It's a pretty windy day out today too, so I apologize. There's a lot of noise. Let this car go past. Patrick forward. I'm crossing Pike Lake Drive now and turning right. Walking down Pike Lake Drive. I'll turn up the volume a little bit on this phone.
Follow 8. Follow 9.
Okay, so it's still giving me information. I would have to pick a route that's almost all uphill. Okay, we're getting closer to our turn here. And here we are on Pike, rather on 14th. And I was just... Okay, and I've got quite a walk until I get to Silver Lake Road. But periodically it is going to notify me that I'm getting closer to my next turn. There's my 500 foot marker. Good boy. Venture forward. Crossing a little driveway here at elementary school. Actually, what used to be an elementary school. Okay, let's go. Somebody just sent me a text message, apparently. I'm just gonna let that one go by. Oh. Stop. That's interesting. It actually wasn't a text message. It was a notification of a meeting that I had canceled that would have began in about 15 minutes from now. It's interesting to note if the phone were to ring, I would be able to take the call if I wanted to, or reply to a text message, whatever. And when I'm finished with whatever it is I was doing, I would return to my my Wayfinder access window. Okay, got about 120 feet to go. According to this, there'll be another mark at about 59 feet. Sure sounds like it's closer, actually. Yeah. I wouldn't call that 59 feet. Patrick Wright. And we'll wait for the next cycle here. Oh. Patrick forward. We'll just go for it. So this is final 220 feet. Patrick forward. Good boy. Around here. past 59 feet, I hear it halt, but somebody's turning in front of me.
Go ahead.
Enter forward. Right inside. She says, go ahead. Just don't run me over, please. And we have arrived at our destination. Good boy. Good dog.